Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We've had some beautiful weather as of late. In fact, yesterday I spent the morning at home in Winston-Salem with my mother planting flowers in quite a few of her planters. It was the perfect spring morning. It was a Carolina blue sky with hardly a cloud in sight. The sunshine felt really, really warm and good on our skin, and there was just enough of a breeze to feel comfortable and not too windy. After we finished planting, we decided to walk around her backyard for a little bit and look at some of the bushes and trees that she's got back there. Because earlier this winter, we had to have one of her trees taken down. It was a chestnut oak tree, and although we had known for a while that it was dead, it just wasn't something that she really wanted to spend that significant amount of money on. But it was right at our neighbor's fence, and she had told me that for some time she was quite worried that if we got a lot of rain or if we had some strong winds, she was worried it might blow over into their yard and cause some significant property damage. So she finally decided that it was time to spend that kind of money on having it removed. So a sunny morning in February, a handful of workers arrived with a lot of equipment. They worked all day long, and by the time they left, that tree was but a memory. I'm not a scientist, but what I understand to have happened was that a little bug called a two-lined chestnut borer got the best of it. The adult borers lay eggs in the crevices of the bark of the trees, and then the larvae create tunnels in those bark crevices that essentially cut off all the nutrients that would otherwise make the tree's branches and limbs grow. I think for most of us, we don't have to look too far to find everyday examples that help us deepen our understanding of what Jesus is getting at when he compares himself to the vine and us to the branches. It almost goes without saying that once a branch is cut off from its life source, it's simply not going to live long. Not to mention, it will be at the end of its fruit-bearing potential. I found myself thinking this week about that tiny two-lined chestnut borer and all of its friends, which couldn't be seen from the outside of the tree and certainly couldn't be seen with my eyes, but whose damage was deadly. And I got to thinking about what it is that gets under my bark and under your bark and under all of our skin, the things that get into our hearts and our minds that threaten to cut off that which feeds our spirits, which are called to abide in Jesus, the only one who gives us life. It would be quite easy to turn these words of Jesus into pure law, words about which we can do. And I think it's fairly easy to do that because we can very easily and probably very quickly come up with a list of do's and don'ts and shoulds and shouldn'ts, which when accomplished could help us to continue to abide in Jesus. As I've done some reading on our chestnut tree, it seems possibly that we could have done better to maintain it, and perhaps there were some things we could have done to keep those little two-lined chestnut borers from taking up residence in our tree. But the truth is, on its own, the tree could not prevent this deadly invasion. As its keepers, maybe we could have, but the tree couldn't do it on its own, and we can't do it on our own either. But Jesus can. And I think in the end, that's really the point of the image that Jesus is offering us today. It's almost next to impossible for us to fend off all the host of things that threaten to interfere with our staying alive in Jesus. I mean, think with me for a moment, all that would make up that list. Temptations and trials of any and all kinds. Unrealistic hopes and ungrounded fears. Undeserved wealth and unjust poverty. Any and all of these, and a thousand more, can too easily cut us off from the source of our life, the only source of life that matters. And they could do so in such a way that we may not notice at first, until we start to realize that we are simply dying around the edges, just like that chestnut tree. These words of Jesus, they do warn us to stay close to him and to allow ourselves to be as automatically nurtured and as easily nurtured as branches are, and as much as the branches take in the nourishment of the vine. We can't help but ignore the fact that we do need to be vigilant about things so that we don't come to believe that they could actually take the place of the vine. Because I think all of us know in our hearts and minds that nothing could ever take the place of the true vine. But sometimes we forget that, and other things become bigger and seem that they are more life-giving. But the gospel makes it clear. Branches that don't produce fruit will be removed by the vine grower. And the branches that do produce fruit will be pruned. No matter what kind of branch we are, there will be cutting. But even if we are being pruned, it's so that we can produce more fruit, more of the fruit of love. But more than all of that, it seems to me that Jesus is offering us an amazing gift in these words. We have been handed the source of life itself. God has made us and all creatures, and God has given us our bodies and souls, our eyes and ears, and all of our members. And in the gift of baptism, we die to sin and rise again to new life in Christ. We are grafted into the body of Christ and are made branches of the life-giving vine. We don't do anything to deserve this grafting or the life and the nutrients that the vine gives to us. It's all a gift from God. All we have to do is stay attached. And while we stay attached, let us remember that Jesus is a far more attentive caregiver than my mother and I were to the tree. Because all we need to do is allow ourselves to stand in God's care. Beloved, let yourself stay in God's care and be attached to the vine. And come to the table where the source of all our life provides for us his body and blood and all the nutrients we need as we move forward in this journey of life, that we might be nurtured and nourished with the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting. Amen.